Maryland's news now on the only station that matters, WBAL.com.
A Maryland delegate is picking today to kick off her campaign for governor. She is hoping to become the first female governor in state history, but also the first openly gay governor in the nation. WBAL Scott Wyckoff talks with Montgomery County Democratic delegate Heather Mizur.
Tell me why the decision to run and why the announcement now.
I am running for governor because I love this state, and I believe in our limitless possibilities when we come together to address improving our schools, making sure number one schools aren't just for some communities, but all communities, creating a sustainable economy. I have ideas about important small business tax relief, protecting our environment. I have been a leader in assuring that we don't do dangerous fracking and drilling in Western Maryland until we determine what the impact would be on the environment, public health, and the local economy. Promoting our health, and not just a sick care system, which we currently have, but a health care system where we focus on prevention and wellness as well. And assuring that we have safe and thriving neighborhoods in every community across Maryland. And criminal justice reform has to be on any governor's shortlist.
You come from a background that a lot of people kind of inside politics are familiar with, but maybe some people here in Baltimore or maybe other parts of the state might not be familiar with you. A real diverse background that is a lot different than the other folks that we see running in this race.
I'm definitely different. I would be Maryland's first woman governor, and I would also be the nation's first openly gay governor. But you're right, there's lots of things that make me diverse. I own a farm on Maryland's Eastern Shore. I grew up in a fifth generation farming family in rural Illinois, and we're transitioning our farm to be an organic herb farm. My wife is an herbalist, and we're growing the medicine for her practice there. I'm a small business owner as well, and I know what it's like to create jobs, meet payroll, and think innovatively about job creation and economic development in this state. I'm also a proud progressive who always believes in putting the needs of the community ahead of my own personal needs and my own political future. And that is really a defining difference for me. When I get in there to be governor, I'm not going to play it safe for 4 years in order to assure my own reelection. I'm going to go in there and be a problem solver that pushes my sleeves up every day to make a difference in people's lives. And we're seeing that in this campaign. One of the signature issues that we're rolling out in the course of this campaign is a public service approach. We are doing service projects all across the state over the course of the next year. We're rebuilding playgrounds, painting classrooms, reading to children in community centers, restoring hiking trails. I come from a background of public service. I believe public service is an opportunity for ordinary people to do extraordinary things. And when we come together to solve the problems of our community, there's nothing that we can't accomplish.
What do you say to the folks that might say, wow, you know, first of all, a woman and also an openly gay woman running against these established people, a lieutenant governor, an attorney general? What do you say to them about your background and your thoughts and your ideas that you bring to the table in the campaign?
I am excited about this campaign being about ideas and accomplishments, and my record will stand up to anyone's in this state. In the 7 years I've been in the General Assembly, I have expanded health care coverage for children, women, low-income families, family planning services for women, and I even partnered with Republicans to get that controversial issue accomplished. Protecting the environment, marriage equality, open government and transparency, making sure that our votes in Annapolis are online, that you can hold us accountable, that you can watch what we do on your computer by live streaming our coverage, bringing the decisions of Annapolis into your living room so that you can be engaged in helping us make our better decisions. All of that body of work is a prelude to what it is that I want to get done and know how to get done when I'm going to be the governor. And yes, I am the most interesting candidate in this race. You know, jazz hands here on radio. I want to be the bling, the jazz here. You know, we're excited.
That was Scott Wyckoff talking with Montgomery County Delegate Heather Mizur, who has announced she is running for governor.